Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Affirmative action may be dead. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that schools may no longer use race as a factor in admitting students because it violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. NBC Justice Correspondent Julia Ainslie says the High Court has changed its mind.
This is overturning a 2003 opinion by then Justice Sotomayor, who said at that time, we hope in 25 years we won't have to look at race as a consideration in college, but that's just not the makeup of our country right now. Well, it's been 20 years, and these justices have said that they think that race should no longer be a consideration as colleges try to diversify.
It was a 6-3 decision involving the USA's oldest private university, Harvard, and the oldest public school, the University of North Carolina. It's yet another hot, smoky day around much of the USA and another day of big-time delays at airports.
Well, it's been a bad experience so far. I have a newborn right here, and I have to be waiting 5 hours. So it's really a bad experience.
That man in New York continues to wait for a flight to take him home. FlightAware counts about 1,600 canceled or delayed flights, with a lot more possible as we head into the very long Independence Day weekend. As for the air,
it affects both the children and the elderly. It also affects healthy people. So all the levels of people, everybody needs to stay healthy and avoid the smoke.
The advice from Angela Tin of the American Lung Association, 23 states are under air quality alerts today as Canadian wildfire smoke has created a big blanket from the Northeast to the Mid-Atlantic all the way to the Great Lakes. And the big heat dome that's been over Texas for a week is expected to shift east, bringing its hideous heat indexes to the deep south. There could be some relief thanks to thunderstorms forecast from Oklahoma to the east coast today. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The head of Anheuser-Busch says he has no regrets about the partnership with a trans celebrity and Bud Light.
CEO Brendan Whitworth made the comment Wednesday on CBS This Morning and said there's a big social conversation taking place right now. Big brands are right in the middle of it, not just Bud Light. Whitworth said his company has supported the LGBTQ community since 1998 and will continue to do so. Last month, Bud Light lost its spot as the top-selling beer in the U.S. because of conservative boycotts over the Dylan Mulvaney partnership. I'm Michael Kastner.
Actor Kevin Spacey's sexual assault trial in London will start soon. It's expected to last about 4 weeks. NBC correspondent Ali Aruzi says the judge is taking no chances with possible disqualified jurors.
It could go on for even longer. They've selected 2 extra juror members in case any of the other jurors have any connection to the case while it's going on. They can be easily replaced.
Police in suburban Denver are looking for 2 men who stole nearly $500 worth of laundry detergent as a customer rolled video.
Really, bro? You gotta resort to this? economy's not that bad.
Police have arrested the getaway driver thanks to foil covering his car's license plate falling off as he drove away. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have Robert Delahunty. He's an attorney and a fellow at the Claremont Institute Center for the American Way of Life. We're going to talk about his new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court and recent SCOTUS developments. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your invitation to be here.
Well, interested to understand, you know, why this book?
Well, that's a great question. It's The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. I am one of two co-authors. My co-author is a friend of many years, John Yu. He's a professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley. I am now at the Claremont Institute in Washington, D.C., but for years before that, I was a chaired professor of law at the University of St. Thomas Law School in Minneapolis, and then I, before that, was about 20 years in the U.S. Department of Justice. The purpose of the book is to explain to lay readers, not necessarily lawyers, but lay readers, something about the workings of the Supreme Court, especially since it has a conservative majority with the three new appointees under President Trump. We walk through what the court has done historically, some of its major decisions, major mistakes, how it's evolved, how it's developed, and then we review the key constitutional cases from a year ago, including the Dobbs decision on abortion, which overturned Roe versus Wade. And we set out the court's reasoning, and we defend it. And then we conclude with a section making our best guesses as to where the court will go in the future. It's for a conservative readership, certainly, because the conservative viewpoint about the court is often overwhelmed by media messaging from the left. But it's also for people who are fair-minded, who are open-minded, who don't trust all that they hear that is so critical of the Supreme Court, that who may want to hear a different point of view, one that is friendly or sympathetic to the current court, and that's what we're offering. If you're a homeschooling parent, you might want to use this book when teaching your kids. If you're a law student, you may want to read it because it's going to be very different from what you're likely to hear from your professors. If you're a college student and you want to know more about the Constitution, this is for you. If you're a retired person like me and you're interested in the workings of our government and especially of our judicial system, you might want to read this. It's aimed at a very broad audience of people.
You know, I think it's particularly challenging these days, Robert, that the Constitution, when it comes to law, seems to be, kind of set in the background as opposed to having it be the key filter of all things that have to do with the law. What is going on? I mean, you made reference to this, that there are, schools teaching lawyers that, they should all be on the same page here. I mean, you would think that it's like having a an umpire school. It's not like the strikes are one way in one school and the strikes are different in another school. A strike is a strike.
But yet, when it comes to the legal profession, we seem to be, I don't know, there seems to be two rails here that we're traveling on and trying to make sense out of it. And I think this is what becomes frustrating and confusing to the every man and woman of this great country of ours.
Oh, I agree with that. And look, what I think the court is trying to do now that it has a conservative majority is to separate politics from law, to get politics out of law and out of constitutional law. The court is trying to be, you use the metaphor of an umpire. I would use maybe that of a traffic cop. It's trying to make sure that decisions are made by the right decision-making body under the Constitution. It's bringing back separation of powers. For example, let me start with a simple example, then I'll get on to abortion, which is more controversial. This term, there was a case before the court involving pork. Okay? State of California had decided it was not going to allow the sale of pork that had been, in the state's view, cruelly or inhumanely raised. There was a lawsuit brought by pork producers throughout the rest of the country, mainly in Iowa. They challenged whether California could adopt that law, basically an animal welfare law. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the court ruled, yes, that is a decision that is properly made. Maybe it's the right decision, maybe it's the wrong decision as a matter of politics and policy, but it's properly made by the people of California, not by us. Because the Iowa producers were asking the court to strike down California law. The court said that is a decision about consumer well-being, about prices of food, about animal welfare. That's left to the voters of California. It's in their lane. It's not in our lane. It's not a question of constitutional interpretation by the Supreme Court. Same thing with abortion. The Supreme Court did not say abortion is good or bad or wise policy or unwise policy or moral or immoral. It said we, the courts, are not the right decision makers. Mm-hmm. This is a matter for the people in the states, not for the federal courts. Okay?
Right.
There's a case coming up, maybe we'll know today or pretty soon, about student loans. Mm-hmm. If the court decides the case on the merits, I think it's going to say this is not a matter for President Biden and his federal agencies to decide on their own. This is a question for Congress. That's the lane it belongs in, not in the bureaucratic or executive lane. These are not decisions about the wisdom or unwisdom politically of abortion or animal welfare or student loans. They are decisions about who makes the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And that is getting law out of politics.
Exactly. When you use the term, and I've had a little bit of a challenge with this, honestly, Robert, myself, about the overturn of Roe v. Wade, it wasn't so much as an overturn as much as a redirect, wasn't it? Or am I just parsing words?
No. I mean, of course, what Roe did and the cases after Roe, basically, they left the fundamental decision about abortion to the federal courts. Okay? But there's really, in all honesty, Roe was junk law. There's really no constitutional basis for it. And in 1991 or two, when the Supreme Court more or less reaffirmed Roe, it more or less admitted that. It said, well, we said it before, so we'll say it again. But as a matter of federal constitutional law, it just did not have a foundation. Okay? So what does the Supreme Court did last year in the Dobbs case was to admit that, admit error, and start on a course correction and said, this is a matter of vital importance to the people in the states, their grown-ups, their adults, let them decide. And so far, 24 states or so have imposed restrictions on abortion. Other states haven't. That, I think, reflects the underlying value pluralism of our society, and it's a much better outcome and having all of these things treated seriously as legal questions when they're not. They're policy and political questions.
Well, didn't Ruth Bader Ginsburg agree with that as well, that understanding and interpretation of the law?
Pretty much. I mean, liberal judges and legal scholars, going back to my old teacher, John Hart Ely, have been saying for decades that the legal foundations, constitutional foundations of Roe, were very weak. By the way, you could think that Roe as a decision was terrible and still be pro-abortion.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
One is a question about law. The other is a question about policy. So
well,
I think
we've
the
got...
weakness of Roe has been acknowledged for a long time.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Robert Delahunty after this. Stay with it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Robert Delahunty. He's one of the co-authors, along with John Yu, from Berkeley. Don't hold it against John. John is a brilliant scholar, a brilliant attorney. I know sometimes some people think, oh my gosh, not Berkeley. No, come on. He's brilliant, and definitely appreciate his sober scholarship and his experience. Co-authors of the new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court, that is available at all the usual places. And, of course, we're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezShow.com. Robert, a little sidebar here. There's been a lot of attacks on particular judges. All of a sudden, ethics coming into play here. I mean, we heard initially, you know, that Democrats wanted to stack the court. Let's bring more justices onto the court in order to kind of dilute this conservative influence on the current court. And that ran its course, and now they're attacking individual judges based on supposed ethic charges. What do you make of this?
Yeah, well, I think that question kind of answers itself when you find Nancy Pelosi, of all people, denouncing the ethics of Supreme Court justices. Including the ethics, right? It's a joke, isn't it? It's a terrible, terrible joke.
Yeah, put down the stones in your glass house right now, lady.
Where
would
she with congressional insider trading all these
years? Right, exactly.
But especially when they go after Justice Clarence Thomas, and forgive me, but he is, in my opinion, the greatest living American, and history will recognize that, and a man of rock hard integrity. As his retired liberal colleague, Justice Stephen Breyer, has said, this is a politically motivated attack. It's kind of the opposite of court packing. It's court slenderizing. They want to thin the ranks by creating standards for recusal that had never been heard of before. I am not saying that a free and fair press should not hold the justices of the Supreme Court up to the mark. That's the function of the free press. And the same thing applies to the White House, which has its own ethics problems, and to Congress and to the Senate sponsors of the legislation that is being proposed for a code of ethics of the Supreme Court. On the merits, look, some of these charges are kind of laughable. Like Justice Barrett sold her house before she moved to Washington, D.C., to take up her duties, and her purchaser was someone who had just been hired at Notre Dame Law School, and he ran a legal clinic, and they file amicus briefs in the Supreme Court. What is the problem? What is the problem there?
Yeah.
He bought her house.
Yes.
And, you know, okay, his clinic invited Justice Alito to an event in Rome. Again, I'm missing something here. What is improper about any of this, and what rules have been violated? There's no serious contention that Justice Thomas, in accepting hospitality from a friend of his, a personal friend of his, a very wealthy man, it happens, had broken any rules. There's some question about disclosure of travel. I get that. But the rules about travel, the ethics rules provided aspirationally for the Supreme Court by the Judicial Conference, didn't clearly speak to disclosure of travel until quite recently.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I mean, I'm willing to accept fair criticism of the ethics of justices. And, you know, if congressional Democrats call for the Supreme Court to do an audit of itself or do an audit of Thomas and come back with a report, I don't think it's necessary at all, but I think that's a reasonable request. But this is being blown totally out of proportions, and its political motivations are transparent.
The challenge I have with this, Robert, the way it's reported, is the lack of curiosity and objectivity from the media. I mean, the people want to understand, say, okay, has there been a violation of ethics codes? And as you say, Nancy Pelosi and all these others who are pointing fingers that have one going out and three coming back at them, it makes it all quite curious and manipulative. And it's just like, look, we want to understand this. I mean, where is the standard in the code of ethics that you're referring to here that would cause this kind of concern?
And, you know, but what they want to do is throw out a headline and an accusation without the proper support, which I think on its face is very unintelligent and manipulative.
Well, not only is it unfair, but it actually contributes to delegitimizing the Supreme Court. And that is very, very dangerous right now in the life of this country. We don't want constitutional norms and standards to be trampled upon. We need an independent Supreme Court. We need it to make decisions in its best understanding of the law without unreasonable, undue congressional pressures. It's not a political body. It is a legal body, and judicial independence is clearly spelled out in the Constitution, and the critics of the court have crossed the line and are threatening judicial independence. And look, let's get realistic here. I mean, this campaign of going after the court really begins with Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, standing on the steps of the Supreme Court before Dobbs.
Yeah.
And saying to Amar, while the court is in session, we're going to get you Kavanaugh, we're going to get you Gorsuch. That was a disgrace. And
why wasn't he censured for that, Robert? You're exactly right. It was very disturbing, the things that he said. I mean, and so he really, I mean, here, not that long ago, there was this whistle about what Trump said, on January the 6th. And to me, what Schumer said on the steps of the Supreme Court, to me, was 10 times worse than anything that you want to, you know, discern out of what Donald Trump said on that day.
I agree. And if I were a federal prosecutor, I would have looked pretty carefully into whether to bring an obstruction of justice charge against him, because the Supreme Court was actually sitting and hearing a case at that time. And look, we've had the failure of the Justice Department to protect the justices in their private homes, even though there is a law about that. We had an assassination attempt against Justice Kavanaugh. I mean, the latest round, the ethics round, is a sort of, you know, high class version of these.
How about the leak that they couldn't even figure out, with a small number of possibilities, they couldn't figure out, or they didn't want to tell us who leaked, the Dobbs decision.
Well, it went beyond that, as Justice Alito has noticed. It went beyond speculation that he or some of the conservative justices were responsible for the leak, even though the leak threatened their lives, led to events that threatened their lives. I mean, this kind of behavior from the critics of the court truly is outrageous, and it's threatening to democracy, to our constitutional regime.
Well, Robert Delahunty, we've got 2 minutes left here, and I want to give you the opportunity to, you know, sum up this book that, boy, I'll tell you, I just can't wait to get my hands on it, and I know our audience as well, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. This is, you know, quite an educational opportunity for us to have a sober look at the Supreme Court, which, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, their objectivity has become so much more critical, you know, to our democratic republic, especially in light of the recent compromises of the Department of Justice.
Well, thank you. The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court is really a kind of defense, but also an explanation of the decisions of the Supreme Court and its effort to restore the Constitution to its original meaning and to defend it. And we aim to reach reasonable people of whatever party, of whatever kind of persuasion, and the court is kind of beleaguered. It's under siege. There's a lot of mendacity attached to the criticisms of it, and this is a defense. And if you believe in an open mind, if you believe in hearing both sides of the story, you will read The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court.
Amen. Robert Delahunty, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming here and sharing with our open-minded audience that will be renewed and refreshed by the insight that you and John, you know, have shared with us. The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. Robert Delahunty, a fellow at the Claremont Institute Center for the American Way of Life. Thank you, Robert. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Affirmative action may be dead. The U.S. Supreme Court says schools may no longer use race as a factor in admitting students because it violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. It was a 6-3 decision. It's yet another hot, smoky day around much of the USA, and another day of big-time delays at airports. FlightAware counts about 1,600 canceled or delayed flights so far today. Meanwhile, 23 states are under air quality alerts today as Canadian wildfire smoke has created another big blanket of smoke from the northeast to the mid-Atlantic all the way to the Great Lakes. And then there's that big heat dome that's been over Texas for a week. It is expected to shift east today, bringing its hideous heat indexes to the deep south. Could be some relief thanks to thunderstorms forecast from Oklahoma to the east coast. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, to know her is to realize she is an unmatched champion for the American First Movement. In her first book, Unafraid, Just Getting Started, the former TV anchor turned political leader outlines her journey from being the most beloved newscaster and broadcast journalist in Arizona to the leader of the largest grassroots movement in the state's history. This is an exclusive, her book, uncensored look inside her journey from the time she walked away from the media to the beginning of her bid for governor. Welcome, Carrie Lake. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm excited. Today, my book is finally out. You know, it's such a work to put together a book. And sometimes when you're in the middle of writing it, you think, will this ever materialize? And I'm really
yes.
happy that it has.
Well, it's often said when people write books, you know, you ask them, you say, well, how long did it take you? And I said, well, 2 years plus a lifetime, right? It sounds to me that it was that kind of project for you too, right?
It was. I mean, actually, I never thought I would write a book, but after the election, we had our victory stolen from us. I had people reach out to me at publishing houses saying, would you write a book? And I started thinking, you know, maybe that would actually be kind of cathartic, and it sure was. But the way you write a book successfully, though, is you have a publisher that gives you a very short window and a deadline. If you don't have a serious deadline, you'll never finish it. And so, thankfully, my publisher gave me a tight deadline, and I put, you know, my pen to paper and just kept going so I could make the deadline.
Carrie, because you mentioned it, you know, in terms of the election, I just want you to know how many people you inspired, you know, for hanging tough in there and doing everything you could to bring the truth to the top.
And, you know, what disturbs us is statements from the media that it's a fait accompli. You know, fact is, she lost. I don't have the facts to say that. Just like I don't have the facts about Donald Trump's 2020 election. We interviewed Joe Fried, who has done a great book, about the election. And the guy's a CPA and accountant. And you know CPA and accountant's mindset. It drives them nuts when the numbers don't match up. And it's right. Brilliant what he's put together. And of course, there's been others that the media has no interest, no curiosity about what's happened to you in Arizona. But I have faith, Carrie, in the long run, that the truth will come out. It always comes out, and people have to purposely force themselves to accept the undeniable.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you said you don't have the facts. We do have the facts in our case. Mm-hmm. I know for without a doubt that this election was sabotaged, intentionally sabotaged on election day. They rolled out broken machines. We have data that proves it. We have video that shows it. And we know what happened in Arizona. And we're going to continue fighting in the courts. You know, our judicial system is a mess, too. There's corruption right. from top to bottom. But I think eventually, you're right, the truth is already out there. The people know it. Polling shows 80% of Republicans think our elections are filled with fraud. 61%, I believe, is the latest I heard on independence, and 30% of Democrats think our elections are fraudulent. So we've got to work to restore faith in our elections, reform them so that there isn't the ability for so much fraud to seep in. And it's sad because the people of Arizona are suffering with this, I call her squatter in the governor's office, who's destroying our state. But we'll get to the bottom of it. I'm going to continue fighting. We're in the appeals court. Now I've got one of the government officials suing me to get me to stop talking about the elections. I've uncovered too much corruption for them, and now they're suing me for defamation. And we will plow straight forward into that lawsuit as well.
Well, God bless you for doing that, Carrie, because it's so important, not only for Arizona, but I think that you're pulling on something here, a string that is such that will unveil so much corruption that has been going on. And in fact, I got to tell you, and my audience is aware of this. I was surprised that, when there were so much questions about the 2020 election, you know, some Democrats admitted, they said, well, the truth be known, you know, John F. Kennedy won because of corruption in Illinois. And I go, wait a minute, come on. All these years, these decades later, now you guys are admitting to this. And then you've got a former attorney general, Eric Holder, looking in the camera and saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, Attorney General, give me a break here. If there's no such thing, why are people getting arrested? Why are they spending time in jail for voter fraud if there's no such thing as voter fraud? See, this is the narrative that the left wants to put upon we the people so that they can continue to get the outcome that they think they deserve.
Yeah, it's the media is just absolutely in on it with them. They won't report the truth. I didn't see much reporting on the Halderman report when that came out. When we present facts and evidence and data that we got from Maricopa County, I mean, we got the data on their system log files, and the media will just won't cover it. And so we can't count on the fake news media to get the truth out to us. And I think everyone knows that now. That's becoming very clear. But, you know, we're going to keep working forward. And if you want America first policies, we know after having 4 years of President Trump that America first policies are the policies that are going to get us out of the mess that this uniparty, deep state, whatever you want to call it, political elite have gotten us into. And so I want to make sure that we have the ability to elect the people that we really are choosing, and they're not selected for us.
And exactly.
That's the, I make that point in the book, but I also, I mean, the book is actually an incredible story of how I went from being the youngest of nine in rural Iowa to making it into an amazing career that I gave up. I willingly gave up because it had ceased to become journalism. It became propaganda. And then how the people of Arizona recruited me to run for office. And some of the stories from the campaign trail are really, you know, insights that people would never expect. And so I think they're going to enjoy it. I take you through quitting my job, the first time I got canceled, getting reacquainted with God and bringing God back into my life 100% right. rather than just the way so many people do it, where you bring him in when you need him and then you kind of push him aside when you don't need him.
Exactly.
So I think it's a book that will inspire all people, even if people who aren't political will enjoy this book.
Well, Gary, let's talk about that that transition in your road. You know, what was happening and what pushed you towards God, where you said, look, I need help here. What happened?
You know, actually, I was a kid. I grew up in the Midwest, and we went to Sunday school every Sunday, and, you know, we're just raised with God in our lives, but I wouldn't say we were overly religious, but I had an experience in 2019 where I got canceled pretty bad. Something happened, and I got canceled, and it was really painful. Now I look back on it, of course, and I laugh. I mean, it was like, okay, I get attacked in the media every day. Who cares? But it was painful at the time because I'd done nothing wrong. And an incident happened, and I get into it in the book, and I found myself just down on my knees thinking that I was going to lose my job, lose everything, because that's how it was happening back then. If you got canceled, you could just overnight, you know, lose everything.
Yeah. Right,
and
exactly.
And I prayed to God. I prayed really hard that God would show me he was there for me. And the next morning, I woke up, and the cavalry had arrived, and the support I got, it, like, everything just turned, and I went, oh, my goodness, God just answered my prayers. And so I really started to bring God into my life. And then when I was quitting my job, I went to church with a friend of mine, because my church was actually by appointment only during COVID. And it was one of those mega churches, an evangelical church. I'd never been to that kind of a church before, and it changed my life when I walked in. I really felt like my relationship with Jesus Christ was solidified, that I really hadn't had that before. And so it was just a life-changing moment. I get into that in the book, and I also get into a lot of other things. So it's not just about faith, but I think it shows how important it is that we do bring God into our lives. We've pushed God out of our lives. We've pushed him out of our homes, out of our culture, and we're seeing where that's taking us, and it's not taking us in a good direction.
Exactly. I was going to say, I bet you realize because of this transformation in your life and the realization that God is real and Jesus is your Savior and what it did for you, and then you look at the history of our country, a Judeo-Christian country, was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and how far off we are right now in the chaos that we're enduring and the amount of pain that people are suffering from, and you know by experience what the answer is, Carrie Lake.
Well, and the amazing thing is, when I walked away from my job, I said, God, please have my back. I know you're with me. I hope I don't regret walking away from a 7-figure contract. Mm-hmm. I'm really worried about that.
Right.
I opened the Bible up and pointed down to, I just opened it randomly to any page, pointed down 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7, bring nothing into this world, ye take nothing out. And that was...
Got to go to break. Got to go to break. More from Carrie Lake after this.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances.
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Carrie Lake, her new book, Unafraid. Just getting started. Just releasing today. So if you don't have it in your hands already, you rush out there. You can find it at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Carrie, right before the end, I guess a couple years before, while you were still on the air there in Phoenix on as a TV anchor, you were being bombarded. I mean, you were doing something that the media stepped away from. You were being curious. You were asking questions. You were delving into things that, you know, your constituency had questions about, and they appreciated. But yet the media pigpiled against you, and now you're a conspiratist. You're wearing a tinfoil hats, and you're attacked three ways to Sunday. And I can't blame you for getting frustrated because, you know, read and look back on what you were dealing with at the time and how they attacked you. I don't blame you for being emotional and getting upset about it. I mean, it's like Donald Trump. I look at Donald Trump and you look at 95% of the reporting on Donald Trump was purposely negative, according to the Media Research Center. So, I mean, after a while, yeah. I would think that that would wear on you, right?
They have to. They have to go after people like President Trump and me because we are a threat to the status quo. And the status quo is just one big corrupt system where the power lies with the government rather than with the people. And our founding fathers didn't set things up that way. They set things up that the people held the power. And so they know that they can't bribe me. They can't blackmail me. They don't own me. They can't control me. And the same with President Trump. And that is a threat to their system. And, you know, I actually, after I finished writing the book before it came out, obviously, a couple months ago, I had a very powerful person come to my door. He called me and he said he had to talk to me in person. He came to my door and tried to bribe me out of politics, to get me to stay out of politics. They don't want me on the ballot again. And the request was that, you know, basically they give me a big job, a big title, a large salary, a position on a board, if I would just promise not to jump into any more races until after 24. And I said, are you kidding me? I just left my career. I left a big salary. I'm not in this for the money. I'm in this because I'm really worried about the future of our country. And I want my children to grow up in the United States of America where they have the freedoms and liberties that our forefathers fought for. And so I pretty much kicked him out of my property, and he kept saying, well, what would it take? How much would it take? And that's when they realized, okay, she can't be bought, she can't be bribed,
right.
And that's who we need in office.
Amen.
We need people like that.
Well, exactly.
I think people will enjoy the book, though. I have to tell you, I'm sure you've read, Bill, books where you get in there and you're like three pages in, you're like, okay, when am I going to get into this? Four, five, six, 10 pages in, and you finally just give up. I promise you, from the very first sentence of the prologue, you will be hooked on this book. And I must say, I'm so thankful to President Trump for writing a beautiful foreword. You can just hear his voice when you read the foreword that he wrote. And I'm honored that he would take the time to put that in my book for me.
Well, you segued into that before I asked you the question. Tell us what it was like the first time you met President Trump.
I actually met him in 2019 when I was a journalist. I was granted an exclusive interview with him, and then I was granted a second exclusive interview in September of 2020 because I'm a fair journalist, and I think he recognized that I wasn't trying to do gotcha questions. I was trying to get information out and find out where he stood on things. Mm-hmm. But when I first met him, and he talks about it, it was at a as a candidate, I should say, we were at a big rally. It was his first rally in Arizona since the election was taken from him, and he introduced all of the Republican candidates running for governor. And, you know, there was some, you know, tepid applause for, you know, the other ones. And then he said my name, and the doors blew off the arena that we were in. The crowd went absolutely wild. And he said, I knew right away that was like the original best polling you could do. And he left the stage and said to Charlie Kirk, who is that Carrie Lake girl? I've got to meet her. And within a month, I was sitting in his office at Trump Tower in New York City and talking about my plan for Arizona, and he endorsed me about a month later. So and we've become friends, and I really respect President Trump so much. He's given up a lot to help our country. He's taken a lot of hits, and he just stands up every day and fights right back, and I love his fighting spirit.
Exactly. So when you met him in the office, he had all these papers thrown on the ground haphazardly, right? I mean, like the FBI would want us to believe that Donald Trump is such a disorganized hot mess, right?
His office was actually, it took my breath away. My husband and I walked in, and of course, it's the you know, beautiful view of New York and Park, and it's just gorgeous. And he has a stack of papers in front of him because he doesn't do email. And so his staff, anything he needs to see or that's sent to him is just printed out or news articles and clippings. And it was like a foot tall right in front of him, like the stuff he looks through every day. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I sat down. We were supposed to have a half an hour meeting. The meeting ended up going an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
And we talked about the race and why I got into politics, my background, our children. There's a funny story in the book. His desk is very clean. Except for that big pile of papers that he's going through. And at one point he asked my husband and I a question, and he kind of stumped us. He asked us how long we've been married. And we looked at
him. And that stumped you?
we're not like a big Hallmark holiday type. We don't go crazy on our anniversary. I'm happy and thrilled to be married to my husband. So we looked at each other and kind of did the math. How long have we been married? And while we looked at each other and to come up to figure out how long we've been married, which is so funny, we looked out of the corner of our eye, and President Trump reached down and grabbed his glass of water because he didn't have anything like that on the desk, and he took a sip of water while we weren't looking. It was kind of funny, as if he didn't want us to see him drink water and realize that he was mere mortal like the rest of us.
Right.
That was kind of funny.
So did the two of you finally figure out how long you'd been married?
Yes. It was 23 years.
Yeah.
And this year, that was 2 years ago, so this August we're celebrating our 25th anniversary.
See, you can answer that question now because he asked you that. That's hysterical. I love it. In the book, you make reference to the red pill generation. Explain to our audience what you mean by that. You say Generation X, and that might be a disconnect or some misunderstanding they may have about Generation X and the red pill generation. What do you mean?
Well, Gen X falls between the baby boomers and the millennials. And I grew up in Generation X. In the 70s and 80s, Ronald Reagan was our president.
Right.
We were living in a very patriotic time. And I think that growing up in that time, when schools were still educating kids properly, not brainwashing, we knew about the dangers of communism. And I think it was a great time to grow up because we saw the problems with what Jimmy Carter ushered in, which was a complete disaster, weakness. And we also saw the strength that Ronald Reagan brought. And so I think it's a really great generation. I believe Generation X is going to be a big part of helping to save our country. And I was just so honored to grow up at that time.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
even the culture was patriotic. I mean, you look at the movies, Top Gun, some of the culture that we experienced, it was positive. It wasn't negative like we're seeing now.
Right, exactly. Well, you know what encourages you when you think back on that, you say, okay, it's not like we have to create a new generation or a new impetus. It's there. It just needs to be awakened, don't you think?
I do, and I think we need to go back to bringing back patriotism and love for our country. And I think, you know, that was the worry. When Trump came on the scene, I believe the left and really the Uniparty went crazy because they went, oh, my gosh, this guy's a populist. He's got great policy. He's in it for the right reasons. And that's when they realized if he started bringing this country together like Reagan did with his love for country, patriotism, he would be unstoppable. And they couldn't have that. So they set out to make patriotism racism. And it's really despicable what they did to try to bring Trump down because they hurt our whole country.
Well, without a doubt. And Trump reminded everybody the three most important words from the Constitution, we the people. That's where the power and that's where the unity is. And that's what scares the holy what have you out of the progressives, right?
I agree. Absolutely. And that's what my campaign was based on, giving the government back to the people. And the only way to do that is to get people in there who are not in it to be politicians. I mean, it's the gross. Trump always talks about it. It's a slimy, gross world, the world of politics. And it really shouldn't be that way. I don't think our founding fathers envisioned having career politicians. They envisioned real people stepping forward, running for office, and then moving along, and then getting back on with their lives.
Well,
and I think we're going to eventually get that.
Carrie, like, the politicians of today have forgotten the whole reason for for participating in our government, and that is to have a heart of service, not to be served, but to serve the American people. And unfortunately, the paradigm on the Beltway and amongst the elites has just taken over this idea. And I think that what will happen, even with these politicians in the past that have been infected, you know, by this, I think it'll be disturbing for them to have, and they'll wake up with regrets and say, I should have served. And that's unfortunate for them, because what a waste of energy and a waste of talent that we've experienced.
Well, I hope they have a conscience and would say that.
Well, I mean,
we need to do something where people do the right thing right now.
Well, because we know God's all-powerful and he can redeem it. I mean, we are all his kids, and that's what he wants, and that's my prayer. One final question here, Carrie. Your meeting with Jan Brewer, that was... tell us about this.
Well, it was interesting because I had gotten along with Jan Brewer, you know, as a journalist. I was fair with her. And then after she left office, you know, she would occasionally text me and you know, give me some words of encouragement. But the meeting was interesting because we met after I was getting encouraged to run for office after I walked away from my job. And I just said, hey, do you want to meet for a beer? I'd love to kind of pick your brain on this.
Right.
And the meeting, it went a little bit different because when I started talking about the audit that we were doing, the forensic audit on the election of 2020, she was very upset about it. And I thought, why would she be upset about getting to the bottom of this corruption?
Exactly.
And then she went in to talk about when she was running, and she had...
Well, Carrie, we're out of time.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The final phase of extermination.